June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're off air. I gave Alec a different kind of question of the day. But our question for y'all here, what's the hardest sport to ref? And then we're going to get around to the NBA Finals and the French Open. But I put together a list. I know people always debate this, and we've already got some answers from the 972 MLB. Having to locate a strike when a ball is coming at 90 plus miles per hour looks almost impossible. From the 214, hardest sport to ref is baseball. And from the 315, baseball is the hardest sport to umpire. Man, I do not agree with that at all. And basketball is a close second. So my list is going to reflect very differently. Do you want to have a conversation more? Can I give you my list that you guys
can bomb? Yeah, give
me your
list, man. I want to see if I agree with it or if I hate it.
Number one sport to ref.
Just remember, I like you.
But you might hate the list.
Right.
Gotcha. Is hockey. All right.
Because that's the hardest?
Yeah, that's right. Because in all these other sports, you either get to stand there or you run along with them.
But you're just gliding on skates.
Yeah. Well, you have to be a good skater and you have to stay out of the way.
Are you at ice? No, you don't. How many times did you see the puck hit the referee's skate during the Stars series that screwed them over?
But you're probably supposed to stay out of the way. So I say hockey one, then football, then basketball, MMA and boxing is fourth, soccer is fifth, because, man, you got to run a lot. For baseball, I think that's the easiest one, and I'll tell you why. Because if you're at the bases or watching the line, you don't get put into play that often. And when you do, just look. Like, you can figure it out.
I think it's very difficult to stay that focused for that long. And whenever...
So you think they drift away and they start thinking about other things?
There are so many times when the catcher will point down to first base or third base, and I'm like, he's guessing right now. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
And they're like... You know, that's the safe signal, but also means he didn't swing. That's always been weird to me. But yeah, that's where I stand on that. I think baseball is very difficult, but I'm with you, man. I think hockey is right up there because of the physicality that goes into it too. You got to be able to go beat somebody up. Nobody knows what icing is anyway, so you're just guessing most of the time. And then, was he offsides? Should we wave it? How do you get to decide when to wave it? Like, you just get to decide. So that's always a little subjective or objective or whatever.
No, subjective. And then the home plate umpire, like, I get it. I'm not saying that part is necessarily
that's
easy.
Tough. That's a tough day.
But that's your only job.
That is a very tough day, though.
You stand right there.
And get booed.
That's fine.
Like, the whole time.
You should know that it is
both
a thankless
coaches
job.
Hate you.
And look, that's why.
The catcher's only acting like he likes you.
That's why the bit in The Naked Gun is so funny where...
Leslie Nielsen?
Leslie Nielsen, because I was going to say Liam Neeson, and I was like, nope, that's the new one.
That'd be awesome.
Leslie Nielsen realizes that he just wants the crowd to cheer for him, so he just calls strikes every time against the opposing team, and he loves it.
If you haven't seen that, if you're younger and haven't seen that,
it's fun.
You have to go watch that. Just that, if nothing else, just that scene, it's hilarious.
And I want to point out, like, I think all of these are difficult, but in my hierarchy, I went hockey, football, basketball, MMA or boxing, soccer, and baseball. I have baseball as the easiest of that group of six to ref, even though I will acknowledge it's probably really difficult. I don't think any of these sports are easy.
From the 469, hardest sport to ref is wrestling, especially in those bloodline matches.
No, it's not. Nobody has any expectations of you in professional wrestling. Like, you can do the worst job
ever. You get knocked out.
Yeah. It's amazing how sometimes when you get elbowed to the face, you're out for 3 seconds. Other times, you're out for legitimately 6 minutes. You're like, what happened? Is he okay?
Golf's the easiest, right?
I just need to make sure you filled out your scorecard right.
And if they call you over for the rules, you have a freaking book with you. Like, you just walk up and you're like, yes, the rule book says this. You don't have to do anything else. It's all in the honor system. And when in pro golf, I mean, there's cameras on all of them, but it's all honor system stuff. So there's nothing there. That's easy.
From the 817, NFL has to watch 22 at once, plus everyone on the sideline to make sure nobody is on the field illegally.
But there's what, eight that have each have specific jobs? So you are sharing that.
Yeah, you have a zone or whatever.
I think football, when it's the guy that is running with the receivers and the cornerbacks, that's tough. Like, that's a tough day. NBA, though, it's soccer.
You got to run a lot in soccer.
Even if you're one of the linesmen in soccer, like, we know what offsides is there. They hold up the flag and tell you.
I feel pretty confident in the hockey fans.
When do you wave it off?
That's icing, not offsides.
No, they wave off offsides, too.
Well, when I'm in a generous mood.
I
want to get cheered by the home fans.
But in soccer, it's definitely, you're like, you're running all the, even if you're a linesman, you're running at least half the field.
Yeah.
You're running all the time. So, and the guy who's, what's the head ref? That dude's running the whole time.
Yeah.
He never stops. And then he's got to run up to somebody after, he's exhausted, running up, holding a yellow card, and maybe he selects the wrong one. He's like, I got to go with it. It's red today.
I do love the authority that they have to tell you to march back to where you were. Like, and that's how you know you're going to get a card. Somebody knows, they're walking up, they're like, hey, I'm back here so I can show you this piece of colored construction paper. And they're like, card. And you have to walk back over there.
Why do they have to walk over to that spot?
I don't know. Because they're going to give you a yellow card usually. And probably if you don't walk back there, they're like, all right, I'll switch. I'll make it a red card and you'll be sad. What do you guys think is the toughest sport?
It's soccer. That's it. Authority is great. I'm with you there. I just think it's the amount of of running that you have to do. And, dude, you're the one guy in the middle of the field. Does anybody tell you, hey, behind your back, he's a roundhouse kicked a guy in the face. You just didn't see it. How else does that happen where you're just like, what? I don't know what happened, so I can't blame him.
You kind of convinced me, but also I thought about another thing. I don't feel like I ever hear stories about a baseball umpire or a basketball referee getting murdered. We have discussed multiple stories on this show about a soccer referee who got murdered.
Yes!
Because of soccer's now at the top because of the inherent danger that comes in the aftermath of some of these matches. Then hockey, football, basketball, MMA, or boxing and baseball.
Donahue was beholden to the gambling gods. He's still doing fine.
Yeah.
You know, like, everything's fine with him. So I think basketball is easier than we think.
From the 214 High Level 10.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I know this caught Corey's eye quite a few times during the French Open as the one chair umpire. I always wonder.
Did we find out who she was?
I did not check. I'm sorry. I wonder if the chair umpire automatically wants to make the call against the person who make them get out of the chair. They're like, no, man, I'm like just sitting here. Like, let the VAR system or whatever they call it happen.
They got to wear a lot of sunscreen and they have that big umbrella and everything. Yeah. But it is. Don't they just have the computer system? Like, doesn't the computer call it all for them? Yes,
but that's what I'm saying. If you have to get out of your chair, you're probably like, thanks a lot, Switek. I'm going to go against you on this one. All right, Alec, do you have a ranking system or just the most difficult?
I would say soccer is up there, but I'm leaning towards basketball now, watching the finals, having to ref a game that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is playing in has to be absolutely brutal. Having to make those judgment calls in real time of, is he inducing contact? Is he actually getting tackled? Is Lu Dort trying to audition for the NFL? You know, like, you have to really process these things in really quick time. But on a serious note, I think that today's NBA has to be extremely difficult. One, because of all the running. Because these athletes, the fast breaks and stuff, having to catch everything in the moment in real time has to be incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
But the way that players are being taught to induce contact and to draw contact in today's game of basketball, you have to be really, really keen on, is he faking? Is he inducing that contact? Is it legal contact? Is he staying vertical? The defender, are they staying vertical when they're going up? Are they getting a forearm in the contact process? Like, catching those things in real time, you have such a very slim margin for error, and thank God for replay assist.
And everybody's arguing with you on the court.
Exactly.
The whole time.
And the second you blow a whistle, what is the dude that gets, you know, slammed to the ground doing?
Yeah.
Twirling his finger,
review it
every single time. And it's like, well, everybody on the court thinks I'm lying now. Like, you are an instant villain, and you have to make some incredible calls at an incredible pace.
Kevin, I have found her.
The chair umpire.
Mariana Veljevic. Mm-hmm. And evidently, in 2020, Boris Becker said, I have to say, the umpire is extremely pretty. You eat with your eyes.
The hell does that even mean?
You eat with the eyes first.
You're
you
not eating
do.
Her. That's, you don't eat it. You don't. All right. What does that mean?
Boris. Is Boris Becker like a, does he a little off sometimes with some of the things that he says?
He was in jail for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
I think that was for tax issues, actually, though.
But yeah, I have found her. It wasn't actually a very difficult look. It was like, bam, who is the hot? And then it said tennis umpire. Like, that was the first thing that popped
up. Is that
out.
Really what you typed in?
Yeah.
All right. Well, since Corey brought up tennis, I guess this is my opportunity to move over to that. Give me number 8, and we'll talk about Coco Gauff.
Je serai match cop. Dumouchon. 6-7, 6-2, 6-4. 6-4.
Of course.
She had to say it twice. It was really good. Coco Gauff defeated Aryna Sabalenka. Sabalenka is an interesting character. She will talk to herself and her racket quite a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, and at first it looks like she's kind of trash-talking the opponent, but really she's like, hey, you stupid idiot, why couldn't you get that forehand in bounds and stuff?
Oh, she talks to herself like
yes.
You talk to
yes,
yourself.
Exactly. Coco Gauff, the first American in 10 years to win the Women's French Open title. That is since Serena Williams back in 2015. It was amazing. That first set was awesome. Like, if you have some time and you want to see watch things you already know the outcome of, go back and watch the first set of Gauff-Sabalenka. It was tremendous. Sabalenka won. I did not think Coco Gauff was going to take the day after that, and yet she did. And on the men's side, even more epic. It was about a 5-hour and 30-minute match. It was the second longest Grand Slam final ever. Carlos Alcaraz was losing to Jannik Sinner 2-0. But then the comeback began. But it was almost thrown off in the fourth set. Sinner was up 5-3 and had a 40-love lead in the point. Which means he had not one, not two, but three championship points. At that time, he was a minus 50,000 to win the French Open, which means you would have had to bet $50,000 to win $100. He was that overwhelming of a favorite that Alcaraz fought off all three of those, and I take you to set number 5. Here is Carlos Alcaraz for the win. Those are the scores. Now, Alcaraz is the first man ever to fend off three championship points in the French Open final? Like I said, the match went 5.5 hours. I feel like my answer is probably going to be no. Is there any chance you guys got in at any of the French Open finals this weekend?
During the weekend, Kevin, no. I was just keeping track on whatever you were watching whenever we were here. Because my tennis knowledge is anything I ask you. That's where my tennis... Pete Sampras, remember him?
Remember him
and Andre Agassi played a very long, like, four-hour match or something one night back in the day, and it was supposed to be the big one. I was in my 20s at that point, and
that was even long.
Yeah, and I haven't really watched a lot of tennis since then. But Alcaraz does interest me. Like, he's one of those players that I've seen him win a couple times. He's very exciting, and he plays a game that I really enjoy watching.
I believe Sinner and Alcaraz have won the last 6 men's majors.
Really?
And Alcaraz has made it to 5 finals in his career, and he's 5-0 in those finals. That match was freaking incredible. Maybe probably behind the 08 Wimbledon final with Federer and Nadal, which is probably the best tennis match I've ever seen. But he wins back-to-back French Opens, the youngest player to do so since Rafa Nadal, the king of clay, won 4 in a row between 2005 and 2008. And honestly, that was the time when I thought he won like 17 French Opens in a row.
What's your favorite to play on?
Like the hard courts, because that's what's readily available here in DFW.
We don't just have a bunch of grass courts sitting around.
Look, we probably do at fancier places. I have never come across, just in my regular run of life, grass and clay courts that were available.
Have you ever played on a grass court before?
No.
Would that be like a bucket list thing for you?
That would be super fun. I would rather do that than a clay court.
If you have a flat backyard and you want Kevin to come over and play on it, let us know.
Okay. What do you think about the person who said they looked up the tennis umpire and don't think she's attractive?
I'm wondering if they said he looked it up. That's gross that I looked it up, or if she's not attractive. It's fine. It's fine. Everybody has different.
I
say go look up the other ones and compare.
Okay.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.